T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
The real league, not the AAF, the NFL, had some news last night. Now,
sure they did.
You were just getting off the air as this news broke because you leave at 8 o'clock. Like, I tried to convince you to stay, but you're like, Bogey, I do not work past 8 p.m. And I'm hungry.
Exactly.
Yeah, you were cranky, thirsty for something. But the NFL did make a sweeping change last night. And I really do want to hear your thoughts on this because there were people with a lot of opinions on this. And I do think it's going to be a welcome change, at least for me. But if you didn't see it, maybe you haven't read about it yet. The NFL at the owners' meetings, they did pass the defensive and offensive pass interference are going to be plays that coaches can challenge throughout a game.
Hello.
It will also be something that in the final 2 minutes can be looked at by the booth. So the NFC Championship game and the way that it ended, clearly having a major impact on the game, that's going to be a significant change. But I guess I would just simply ask this. If you're a football fan, NFL fan, Lions fan, are you on board with this or not? Non-calls and calls can now be challenged by coaches and will now be reviewed in the final 2 minutes.
Pass interference.
Yes, absolutely. The phone number is 248-539-9797.
Well, I would say two things. Number one, I like it. I do like it. And if you're you get one challenge or two in the final 2 minutes, if you're out of challenges, then the booth would obviously step in when something egregious happens. So I do like it because I've said all along the pass interference penalty is so punitive that there should be a repercussion if it's just a blown call. The thing I don't like is why didn't they jump to change to the rule when it affected like the Lions? You know,
well, the Lions didn't do anything.
The Saints went bonkers, and it was the NFC Championship game. I get that.
Jim Caldwell just stood there like with a blank face.
Remember this past year against Atlanta when the 10-second runoff? I remember in the immediate aftermath, all sorts of national articles saying the NFL will have to revisit this rule. It had an unintended consequence.
Hold on. They'll
have to revisit. They didn't even look at it again.
If I'm remembering correctly, didn't Martha Ford get on the phone with Roger Goodell or the NFL or something like that?
And
after that story came out, I could be thinking of something else, but I'm almost positive she did talk to the league after that play happened.
Well, even if she did, there were all sorts of stories that the NFL clearly will have to adjust the rules. No, they didn't adjust it at all. One egregious pass interference penalty in a big game, but the first time it really came into play in a huge playoff game other than the Lions, and they tear up the rule book and throw it up in the air.
Did you need another reason why the Lions are completely irrelevant and do not matter in the NFL? They just don't.
Honestly, I thought about that. Today is like, wait. I'm positive I remember them saying they're going to address that 10-second runoff thing.
Yeah.
And
we're waiting.
I don't think they
did. We're waiting.
Wait, there was one rule change in response to the Lions getting screwed, although they screwed themselves. When Jim Schwartz threw the red challenge flag on a turnover.
And it was a non-challengeable play.
And it was like the only time they've ever called a personal foul on that because he was such a jerk about it. And then they did the next year say, okay, it's not an automatic penalty.
They only changed that because of his stupidity.
I know.
They didn't
I know.
Want another coach to look stupid.
I know.
And
but
then they sent Harbaugh in to knock him down. You know.
But they only called that penalty on the Lions. It was in the rule, and I don't think anybody else got called for it that year.
Because of course,
that would happen. Of course.
Although there was a rule change after the Calvin Johnson got to complete the process in the end zone against the Bears. Not, no, that whole deal, that changed.
No, it was more like a clarification or...
Well, and then they never really did clarify it, and then no. It continued to be worse, and then you had the Dez Bryant issue.
And they didn't do it in their mind because Calvin Johnson, the Lions, got screwed. They did it because everybody was confused.
Yeah.
That's why they did it. It wasn't like, oh, that's horrible. That poor team lost. No, it's like, okay, yeah, we better clarify what a catch is.
Let's be real, though. The Lions... Cowboys from 2014, not nearly as important as NFC Championship, the entire world watching. That's one of the three most important games every single year for the NFL. The championship games, and of course the Super Bowl. The fact that it happened on that stage, and the fact that, honestly, and I do believe this, it robbed the NFL and it robbed us fans of Breeze, Brady, duking it out in the Super Bowl. We got a terrible.
They were embarrassed.
Super Bowl.
And it was the one affecting the Saints was a worse looking penalty than the one affecting the Lions.
Of course, yeah.
Even though it was bad, at least the Cowboys guy running in front of Brandon Pettigrew was sort of like,
I love that you're literally waving your arms right now, just like he did with his back to the football.
Look at the ball hit him in the back of the head, I think. Oh, God. Listen, I'm not going to sit here and just woe is the poor Lions and the Lions fans, but that did strike me that how quickly, boom, they got screwed. They got it fixed.
Do you think this rule change adds, you know, some fuel to the fire? Do you think this will make things even more dramatic and even more convoluted and more of an issue with the NFL here moving forward? Again, the NFL decided that offensive and defensive pass interference calls and non-calls will be able to be challenged by coaches throughout a game. Final 2 minutes, it goes up to the booth. Are you on board with this or not? 248-539-9797. Ticket text is 97136.
And oddly enough, they also banned that back and forth kind of thing. You can't do that against the Lions anymore. Remember that?
97.1.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.